Mr. Secretary, you stated 4 months ago that Iran's military had been rendered, quote, combat ineffective for years to come. Wow. Has Iran's military been, for the last 4 months, combat ineffective?
It's been set back not just years, but likely decades.
You stated...
Bro, they're still killing U.S. service members, and you guys are hiding it. You guys are covering it up on a daily basis. All right, everybody, holy shit. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth just got grilled in front of the Senate committee regarding the use of force in Iran, regarding the Pentagon's requested budget of $1.5 trillion, which will only deepen our debt crisis and create more and more interest that we have to pay. And finally, he's asked about the bombing of a girls' school in Manab, Iran, where over 180 young school children died. We also were learning more and more about the Pentagon covering up the deaths of certain U.S. soldiers. There have been certain theories floating around the internet for a while. We've touched upon it on this show briefly, but people have been theorizing that the Pentagon has been covering up the real death toll in the Middle East. Many people believe this. We now have confirmation from the New York Times that Iran injured dozens of U.S. soldiers in the military strikes last week before two were killed. But the Pentagon did not disclose the earlier strikes, nor the casualties and the damage that they inflicted. While all of this is happening, while Pete Hegseth is getting grilled, while the Pentagon is covering up these deaths, Donald Trump is tweeting out on Truth Social comparing all of the prior wars. He said, Afghanistan war, 20 years, 2,000 dead. Iraq war, 9 years, 4,600 dead. Vietnam War, 19 years and 5 months, 58,000 dead. Korean War, Venezuela War, Iran military conflict. Dude, this is actually a sickening downplaying of what is actually happening. Donald Trump started an unforced war of choice in which he voluntarily put our troops in danger for some fruitless goal of regime change, nuclear disarmament. We don't even know what the goal was at this point. Protecting Israel solely? It's hard to tell. And Donald Trump is spiraling us into this war while our Secretary of Defense is lying on camera. We'll get there in one moment, but check this out. The Pentagon withheld dozens of U.S. military injuries in Iran war, according to the New York Times. On social media, the Pentagon said later on Monday that the number of U.S. military casualties from the Iranian attacks since July 7th had risen to nearly 100. So they gave delayed reports, and they were only forced to report it after two had died. In the week leading up to the Iranian attack on Friday that killed two U.S. soldiers and left one service member missing in Jordan, Iran carried out three other strikes against U.S. forces in the country. Those attacks injured dozens of U.S. service members and damaged several helicopters, according to several U.S. officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss operational matters. The Pentagon did not yet disclose the earlier strikes, nor the casualties and damage they inflicted. This brings me on to Pete Hegseth getting grilled in front of the Senate today. Check out Senator Reid asking him about the Iran war.
You were completely aware that the Strait of Hormuz could be closed, and obviously sinking their ships has not affected their ability to effectively close the straits.
We had U.S. boats that surrendered to Iranian ships under the Biden administration. So their Navy was effective in expeditionary ways.
We're talking about a war you started, not a situation in which oil was flowing freely. There was no conflict. We weren't losing personnel as a result of Iranian actions. So your fallback to the Biden administration is just a very, very obvious excuse for what I think is probably, as you described so often, gross negligence. You did not fully inform the president that you would be in a situation where the Strait of Hormuz could be effectively closed, oil prices could surge, and effectively the Iranians could maintain their ability to strike back as they are right now.
Is it just me, or did the alpha male, bro, bravado, Pete Hegseth just get absolutely rolled by somebody like twice his age about the facts of a war? Pete Hegseth, time and time again, has talked about merit and how since he's fought, he knows what he's talking about. He just got absolutely cooked. It's almost like experience does matter. It's almost like the type of intelligence or the type of rationale that you need to operate in this position does matter, and Pete Hegseth does not have it. Here's him getting cooked by Senator Gillibrand on the missile program.
No, we're
and
not.
That's fine.
So listen to this. You also say that you made the missile program, quote, destroyed and made combat ineffective. Quote, Iran's entire ballistic missile production capacity, every company that builds every component of those missiles has been functionally defeated and destroyed, and that the missile program, existing stockpiles were depleted and decimated, almost completely ineffective. So why are there missiles left to hit Jordan and result in the loss of life of our brave men and women?
As we stated from the beginning, the Iranian defense industrial base is effectively gone. But they do have underground facilities because they're the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and they've spent 47 years trying to hide their missiles under mountains,
This is so incredibly weak. Watch how he retreats back into his talking points about 47 years when he gets asked the proper question. This is the best possible question, and I'm so happy that she asked it. You can't have it both ways. You can't have, in one breath, destroyed their entire military, removed all of their military capacity, and obliterated everything, including their nuclear programs, including their Navy, their Air Force, and then in the next breath say, oops, we didn't know that there were more missiles. We've just been covering this up for the past few weeks, covering up the fact that our soldiers have been getting struck in Jordan, Kuwait, Bahrain, wherever they are, Qatar. They are getting relentlessly struck because of this war that Donald Trump started. Thank you, Senator Gillibrand, for asking the proper questions. Notice how Pete Hegseth retreats back into his talking points. It's a 47-year war that we somehow just sparked into a full-out conflict 4 months ago.
Trying to hide their missiles under mountains.
By the way, if you appreciate us digging into the actual truth of what's happening, not only with the Iran war, but even with the Tate brothers situation, with all of the situations that we are digging into on independent media, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. It's free. And it genuinely helps us. We have your back, and it's great to know that you have ours. Thank you.
Nuclear capabilities, because they would like to get a nuclear weapon to wield it against us.
Just don't know what version of the war to believe, because it's either over or it's not over. It's within 2 weeks or it's not 2 weeks. We have no missiles or we have missiles. And that consternation is why so many New Yorkers are perplexed, stressed out, and find this war to be incredibly unpopular because they don't understand the choices that the president's making. They don't agree with those choices.
Very, very well said. This is how Donald Trump has been talking about the soldiers who passed away. He downplays it. He acts like it was for some noble cause. You know, he claims to hate these quote-unquote terroristic Islamic regimes all the time. Yet he exhibits the same type of martyrdom that they do when he says that they're dying for the cause. These soldiers are dying for your own egotistical war that you now can't find a way out of, bro.
Well, we feel very badly, but you know, those great people, those great patriots were out there fighting that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Iran has been very, very badly damaged. They've lost everything almost militarily.
Oh my, see, he's still doing this. This is the dual reality that he does. He says, while addressing two U.S. soldiers that got killed by Iranian missiles, that Iran has had everything destroyed militarily. And then he adds the word almost because he realizes, wait a minute, you can't have it both ways. You can't have had everything destroyed, and at the same time, you can't have soldiers dying. Dozens of soldiers, 100 casualties that we've been covering up and hiding. We've probably hidden more deaths. I mean, let me know in the comment section. Do you guys think that the U.S. government is covering up more death in the Middle East? I want to hear your opinions below.
4 or 5 weeks. Well, you keep hitting me. This is a far bigger job that we're doing. We were doing a little job of stopping them from having a certain capability. Now we're just ending it. So it's really not the same thing. What we're doing now is we're ending any chance where they could have a nuclear missile. If you look at it, after a week and a half, not 4 weeks, a week and a half, 2 weeks, we stopped them from probably, but I don't want to have the word probably. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
This makes zero sense. Back to Pete Hegseth.
So what that means, that means $1.5 trillion. Given the world that we live in and the disaster of what the Biden administration budgets gave us, not funding this department at $1.5 trillion, I believe, is the greatest threat that our nation faces.
What? The greatest threat that our nation faces is probably something like wealth inequality or the fact that we are funneling so much money into our military that the healthcare system is breaking, that many special interest groups are taking over and distorting our politics. It's kind of interesting to hear Pete Hegseth spin it as if not funding the military to the tune of a 60% increase is the largest threat our nation faces. Again, I think we should be funding Ukraine. I think that we should be funding human rights across the globe, like USAID. But this idea that we need a $600 billion increase in our military budget while cutting the USAID budget and enacting a failing war against Iran that has no end in sight, it's just a disaster. I think young people would rather have, I don't know, free college or free school lunch or free pre-K like they're doing in New York and other states. There are many programs we can reinvest in domestically while still having a common sense military budget. Here is Pete Hegseth being interrupted by the young people that he claims want this war to be going on.
Through one-off supplementals.
Veterans call for ending this war right now.
We will have order in the hearing room.
Then it happens again. He gets interrupted multiple times throughout this.
Base budget request. $1.5
trillion. Stop bombing our children in Iran and Palestine. This is illegal.
Mr. Secretary, please suspend until order is restored in the hearing room. We will begin the timing clock since you've been interrupted twice.
He then got interrupted a third time, but it's still not as embarrassing as him trying to say in this clip that the Pentagon is no longer run by bureaucrats, instead led by combat-tested veterans. Dude, he just got rolled by a man double his age, twice his age, a few minutes ago in that clip I showed you, and they are covering up the death of these actual combat-tested veterans who were dying on the field. Let me keep reading. In statements after airstrikes against Iranian military sites last week, U.S. Central Command said it was retaliating for Iran's attacks against commercial ships, never mentioning Iran's strikes on bases in the region. They are covering up strikes into U.S. bases that are putting our soldiers in danger. Then Senator John Ossoff of Georgia enters the scene and begins to grill Pete Hegseth to such a degree where Hegseth becomes flustered and visibly pissed off at the next senator. Take a look at this clip.
Terry, day 14, nearly 5 months ago, you stated that Iran's military had been, quote, destroyed and, quote, made combat ineffective. That was on day 14 of the war. Was that an accurate statement?
They didn't have a navy any longer. It was completely sunk. Their missiles were buried underneath a lot of their underground facilities, and their defense industrial base has been almost completely destroyed. So as far as a military assessment of Iran's capabilities, it didn't mean by any stretch of the imagination absolute zero, but their capabilities
are
at the lowest level
they've
been in a very long time.
Mr. Secretary, you stated that on day 14 of this conflict, in the second week of the conflict, you stated that Iran's military had been, quote, destroyed and, quote, made combat ineffective. Was that an accurate statement? Yes or no?
Iran's ability to challenge the United States of America at the level at which we're capable of.
That's not what I asked you, Mr. Secretary. You said on day 14, Iran's military had been, quote, destroyed and, quote, made combat ineffective. Yes or no? Was that an accurate statement?
What the American military has done to the Iranian military is a historic military defeat.
Will you answer the question under oath?
And they're ineffective in that context.
Dude, Hegseth, number one, applied way too much makeup and looks like an actual clown. Number two, Hegseth was getting grilled and had no answer. He would not answer the question. It's very clear it's because Ossoff was leading him to a perfect slam dunk. He said, was it an accurate assessment to say that their military was destroyed? And if Pete Hegseth says yes, that their military was destroyed, Ossoff will say, then how did they kill two U.S. service members? If Hegseth says, no, it wasn't an accurate assessment, Ossoff goes, so you were lying. So you were lying. Ossoff continues here.
That was now nearly 4 months ago. 3 weeks after you'd already said Iran's military was destroyed and combat ineffective, you said, quote, Operation Epic Fury was a historic and overwhelming victory. You said Iran's military had been rendered, quote, combat ineffective for years to come. And you stated we had, quote, achieved every single objective. Were those accurate statements?
It certainly was, on behalf of the men and women in uniform, a historic military victory over Iran.
Had Iran's military been rendered, quote, combat ineffective for years to come? That was a statement that you made 4 months ago.
They had 160 naval vessels in the Blue Water Navy, and they're gone. You need to answer the questions, Mr. Secretary. Their Air Force is completely combat ineffective, and they don't have a defense industrial base.
So
describe to me a country that doesn't have an Air Force, a Navy, or a defense industrial base, and I will describe to you a country that does not have an effective military.
Mr. Secretary, you stated—
It can lob missiles—
Mr. Secretary, you stated 4 months ago that Iran's military had been rendered, quote, combat ineffective for years to come.
Wow.
Has Iran's military been, for the last 4 months, combat ineffective?
It's been set back not just years, but likely decades.
You stated...
Bro, they're still killing U.S. service members, and you guys are hiding it. You guys are covering it up on a daily basis every single time they bomb or strike our facilities. I'm sorry, but you can't claim to love America in one breath and then cover up America's pitfalls in the next breath. You can't have Americans being attacked overseas, 100 casualties that you cover up and you're not transparent to the American people, and then claim that you love this country. Let's continue with John Ossoff cooking Pete Hegseth. This is incredibly, incredibly satisfying.
In the conflict
Iran will
on
never
day
have
three,
a nuclear
Mr.
weapon.
Secretary, early in the conflict
day. Wait, listen. He just retreats back into his talking points like he's in a fetal position. Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. Iran can't have a nuclear weapon.
Wait, in the conflict
Iran
on
will
day
never have
three,
a nuclear
Mr.
weapon.
Mr. Secretary, early in the conflict, day three, you said one of those core objectives was to, quote, destroy the missile threat, and as you restated on day five, to, quote, obliterate Iran's missiles and drones. Those were clearly and repeatedly stated core objectives of the campaign, which 4 months ago you declared had been completed victoriously with every single objective achieved. Were those objectives achieved 4 months ago?
No one ever stated that every single missile was gone. Ultimately,
yes, they did. So many times they did.
Combat ineffective means they're not able to dig them out of their UGFs and shoot
had
at
the
us.
Missile
it doesn't mean they don't have underground facilities
ago.
Where they put missiles in them and hold on to them because they're the world's largest state sponsor.
Walk it back. Walk it back. He's about to choke on his own words. Listen.
Hold on to them because they're the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism. So we never expected they would stop having capabilities to shoot. The question is, at scale against an opponent like the United States of America, which went toe-to-toe with them in Iran, couldn't.
You stated on March 8th, day 9 of the war, on 60 Minutes, you assured the American people of Iranian surrender. Does that remain your prediction?
Ultimately, Iran will never have a nuclear weapon to threaten the United States of America. That has been the objective, and it remains so.
So just to review, you will not answer whether your statement made on the 14th day of the war that Iran's military had been, quote, destroyed and made combat ineffective was a truthful statement to the American people as you sit here and ask for tens of billions more
but
for the
Senator's
conflict.
Time has
had a historic
expired.
And effective military campaign against the largest state sponsor of terrorism.
Won't answer the question.
Senator Peters weapon, Senator. Is recognized.
Okay. Then Pete Hegseth has an epic crash out and snaps at Peters because Ossoff grilled him so hard. This is an important part of the sequence of events because you can see that Hegseth is visibly flustered, rattled, pissed off, and he decides to snap at the next person because he doesn't want to speak back to Ossoff himself.
The Strait of Hormuz is still closed, reminding everybody it was open before the war. Prices were lower for everybody until the war, and it's still remains closed, and of course, tragically, people, service members, our warfighters, who we care deeply about, are still dying.
Watch Pete Hegseth crash out.
So what's different? Mr. Hegseth, Secretary Hegseth.
I think your characterization of this incredible effort as a failure is reckless, and I think it's irresponsible, and I think it smears the sacrifice of the troops that are out there making on behalf of the American people to ensure that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. Shame on you and others who call this a quagmire and a failure, and then you want to turn around and say you support the warfighter. Either you do or you don't.
Is the nuclear material still there, sir?
I can get you a ticket out to CENTCOM and talk to what those Americans are doing and how committed they are to this effort and how they want to ensure that Iran never threatens their families with a nuclear weapon.
Is he about to cry? It sounds like his voice is about to give out.
That's the kind of intensity that our warfighters have about making sure that Iran isn't capable of
Secretary
doing that.
Secretary Hegseth, if you listened to my comments, you would have heard me say how amazing our warfighters are.
I heard failure. I heard exactly what you said.
Because I used the word failure to their leaders. You, sir, are the failure. Not the men and women who are on that front line. not the, the men and women who hold up their honor with distinction. But if there's a lack of a winning strategy, they're in harm's way. Their leaders have failed them.
This is what the Republicans do every single time. These neocons try to act like if you question the wars that they start, you hate America. But I disagree. We question these wars because we love America, what America could be. We don't want an America saddled in debt with our troops being killed by countries that we started wars with for basically zero reason whatsoever. National defense is important, but we don't want a country where we're giving $1.6 trillion to the military to start more failed wars on behalf of Israel. Pete Hegseth crashes the hell out because he has no answers. He retreats back into his talking points. He is a shitty Secretary of Defense, and we will leave it there. If you watch till the end of this video, make sure you drop a like. Double check to make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. I love each and every single one of you. We have more debates coming out, more shows coming out, more breaking news, all for you. Love you all. Peace out.